Good day, my dear students. Welcome back to our lesson. Today is day 4 of our class, Salvation History. Kumusta na kayo? Are you done with your previous activities? I hope everything is running smoothly, okay? Before we proceed with our class, I really hope you can open the new PowerPoint file that I've sent to you in our group. So katulad po ng dati ha, as you listen to me, follow along with the slides in your PowerPoint, okay? Okay, so let's begin with a prayer. Please pray with me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, our hearts are grateful for your blessings today. There is so much confusion and injustices around us, but you are always there. Never leave our side, Lord, for we cannot pass this journey alone. Give us a loving heart and a grateful heart. Remind us always about your love. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay. So for today, day 4, we have only 3 chapters. Okay? Namely, Moses, the Exodus, and Mount Sinai. Who is Moses? I bet you already heard about his name before. Kilala niyo na siya, I'm sure of that. Have you watched the Ten Commandments? Diba? Alam na natin yan. We all know that aside from God, it is Moses that is the main character in the movie Ten Commandments. So there are actually many versions of it. I don't know which one is your favorite. But anyway, let's begin our discussion today. And we will talk about Moses first. Okay? But before that, do you still remember Joseph that we have discussed yesterday? He and his entire family settled in Egypt and he lived up to 110 years. His descendants were treated fairly by the Pharaoh. And when the whole 12 sons of Jacob already died, yung pong mga anak ng mga anak nila became so numerous, napakadami, that they already filled Egypt. After many years, there was a new Pharaoh who knew nothing about Joseph and he became threatened by the growing number and power of the Israelites. So, in order to control the Israelites, they make them slaves and put them into hard labor in building the cities, and they make their lives miserable. But the more that they are suppressed, the more they became more powerful and numerous. Mas lalo silang naging mas makapangyarihan at mas marami. The Pharaoh ordered to kill all baby boys by throwing in the Nile River. Moses was born during this time of persecution, and his mother tried to keep him secretly. But after a few months, she couldn't hide him any longer. So, she decided to put the baby into a basket and put it on the river. Yung anak ng Pharaoh na babae ang nakakita ng basket at saka ng baby, of course. And she took care of the baby. And she hired a Hebrew woman who happens to be the real mother to take care of the baby. So Moses grew and visits his people, and he saw how hard their lives are. But there was a time that Moses saw an Egyptian killed his fellow Hebrew. And when he got a chance, he killed that Egyptian too. And he hid his dead body under the sand. Unfortunately, somebody saw what Moses did. That is why he ran away. He fled to Midian, to where he met his wife and had a son. So during this time, the Israelites continued to suffer under the hands of the new Pharaoh, and they cried out to God for help. And God called Moses, and he appeared in a burning bush. God told Moses that he heard the cry of his people, and he wants him to send to the king of Egypt so that he could lead the people out of his country. But Moses objected because he knows himself. He said to God that he is a nobody and he cannot speak to the king of Egypt. But God promised him. God said, I will be with you. And he introduced his name to him and soon to the king of Egypt, that his name is I Am. God gave him miraculous power so that the Israelites and the Egyptians will believe in God. But there is a minor hesitation that Moses insists. He said to God that he is not a good speaker. He is slow to speak and he stutters.
Nauutal siya sa pagsasalita.
And the Lord asked his brother Aaron to speak in behalf of him. And both of them, they went back to Egypt and the Exodus begins. The next chapter is entitled The Exodus. The word Exodus means exit, which literally means the exit of the Israelites from Egypt and their freedom from slavery. God chose Moses and his brother Aaron to face the king of Egypt and ask him to free the Israelites. But as expected, the Pharaoh is really stubborn, and he doesn't want to free the Israelites because it will cause collapse in the city. Moses warned the king that if he doesn't free the Israelites, there would be a disaster. Yun ang sabi ng Diyos. And it happens. Because of the stubbornness of the king, disaster strikes Egypt. Water turned into blood. There were frogs, gnats, flies, death of animals, boils, hailstorms, locusts, darkness, and the death of the firstborn. The angel of death came and killed all the firstborn male except for those who would follow the instructions of God, which is to choose a lamb or a goat that families could celebrate with. The animal's blood must be wiped above the doorhouse and their sons would be spared. That is why it is called the Passover, because the angel of death passed over those houses with the blood of a lamb on their doorsteps. The firstborn of the Egyptians died, including the son of the Pharaoh, and that left him with no choice but to set them free. And the Exodus started. All the Israelites hurried to set out on foot and started to flee. So as recorded, there were 600,000 men, not including women and children, who walked away from Egypt. We just imagine how many are the Israelites. They were in haste, nagmamadali sila, and they walked with their livestock. Kasama nila din yung mga manok, kasama yung mga tupa, mga kambing, mga baka, etc. They baked unleavened bread from the dough because they did not have time for their food to get ready or to prepare them. Kasi nga, nagmamadali silang makaalis ng Ehipto. So they took the route going to the Red Sea. So the king is so stubborn that he changed his mind again. Siguro na pag-isip-isip niya, naku, magko-collapse ang buong Ehipto kung paalisin natin ang mga Israelita. And he pursued them together with his army. When the Israelites saw the army of the Pharaoh marching against them, papalapit na papalapit sa kanila, they cried out to God because they were terrified. But Moses said, "Do not be afraid. You will see how the Lord will save you. The Lord will fight for you." And he lifted his walking stick and held it over the sea, and the water was divided into two, and the Israelites was able to walk on a dry land across the Red Sea. And when they were able to cross over, the marching armies chased them, and Moses held out his hand over the sea, and the Lord drove back the sea. All the armies with their horses and chariots get stuck and swallowed up by the waters. Walang natira, lahat sila nalunod. None of them was saved. On that day, the Lord saved the people of Israel from the Egyptians. They were in awe with the power of God.
and they worshiped him. So in this death-defying story of salvation of the Israelites shows us the power of God. God is indeed powerful and nothing can compare to his power. When we look at our present situation, there are many people who are still clinging on human power. Marami ang nagpapakamatay para lang makamit ang kapangyarihan na panandalian lamang. There are many people who are in the position, especially in the government, who are abusing the power entrusted to them. They did not realize that it will not be forever. They will not be in that position forever. Many politicians are abusing the weak, the poor, the marginalized. Now, more than ever, Filipinos are crying for God. We are seeking for justice, hindi ba? We are begging for help. So in one way or another, we have been treated badly by those who are in the position. You may not realize it now, but we are all affected by the wrong decisions and bad priorities of this government. Why am I saying this? So look back on what happened to the Israelites during the Exodus. They cried for help because they were abused by those in power. Sino ang mga iyon? Yung mga Egyptians. Ginawa silang alipin. And God promised that they would be liberated. They would be freed. And those who abused their power would be punished. And you know what? I read a tweet in Twitter a few months ago. The message said, "I cannot wait for the day of reckoning." He was referring to the karma that he has been waiting for these corrupt and unjust officials. Kailan kaya darating yun? Mahirap kayang kalaban ng Diyos. Kaya kung ako sa kanila, habang maaga pa, magsisisi na ako at itatama ko na ang aking mga masasamang gawain. Dahil malapit ng dinggin ang iyak ng kanyang mga anak. Okay, our last chapter for today is about Mount Sinai. So before we proceed, gaya ng dati, you may pause this podcast and you can grab some snacks, you can do some stretching, and if you're ready, click that play button again. Okay? So there, the Israelites were able to cross the Red Sea and continued their journey towards the Promised Land. But of course, what do we expect? They are hundreds of thousands plus their livestock. So the food that they brought when they left Egypt, ubus na. Ano, wala nang natira. And when people get hungry, what do we usually do? Yes, complain, hindi ba? We complain when we are hungry. And I think that's a human nature. And so the Israelites complained to Moses and Aaron when they have nothing to eat anymore. They even told Moses that they would rather die as a slave in Egypt than to die in hunger in the desert. Parang sinisisi pa nila si Moses at Aaron kung bakit sila inalis sa Ehipto. And so, Moses asked help from the Lord and the Lord replied, "I will give you food. It will rain down from the sky. The people must go out every day and gather enough for that day. And on the sixth day of the week, they would gather twice as usual because the following day, there will be no food from the sky." God called it manna. So the instructions were very clear. There are some Israelites who followed, but there are some who did not. What happened is that when they get extra for what is enough for the day, the next morning it will be rotten and full of worms. And also, there are Israelites who did not gather twice in the sixth day. That is why when there is no manna the next day, they have nothing to eat. My dear students, maybe some of you will say, "Ano ba yan? Ang tatanga naman ng mga Israelita. Simpleng instruction lang, hindi pa nakuha, hindi ba?" baka isipin ninyo, o dapat kang mag-gather, kumuha lang ng tama, ng sapat, tapos ika-sixth day, o kukuha ng doble para kinabukasan, wala na silang, o mayroon silang kakainin dahil walang darating na pagkain. But we have to understand where they are coming from. Ano? Galing po sila sa taggutom, walang makain, walang mainom, nagkakasakit, namamatay dahil nga walang makain. At nung nagkaroon ng pagkain mula sa langit, ang naging focus na lamang nila ay ang pagkain na bubusog sa kanila. Maaaring marami sa kanila ang hindi nakinig sa tagubilin ni Moises at kumain na lang ng kumain. Hindi natin sila masisisi dahil mayroon din tayong ganyang tendency. Paano? Bigyan ko po kayo ng halimbawa. Kung tayo po ay lumaki sa hirap, nagsumikap, nagkaroon ng magandang trabaho, nagkapera, guminhawa sa buhay, kadalasan po napofocus ang ating atensyon sa kung papaano pa magpayaman, hindi ba? Sige pa, kayod pa, trabaho pa, to the point na ayaw magbigay sa iba dahil takot nang maghirap muli, takot nang magutom muli. Kapag ganito po ang ating gawain, nawawala ang ating focus sa nagbigay ng trabaho at pera, hindi ba? Sino ba yun? Walang iba kung hindi ang Diyos. Hindi po mali ang maging mayaman. Hindi po mali ang magkaroon ng magandang trabaho o magkapera. Ang punto lang nga po ni Moises, kumuha lang ng sapat para sa araw na iyon at ang lahat ng sobra ay mabubulok. Naniniwala ako, my dear students, na lahat ng sobra ay masama. Sa konteksto ni Moises, ang lahat ng sobra ay nabubulok. Kaya sa buhay natin, ang lahat ng sobra ay nabubulok din. Halimbawa, mayaman ka at marami kang handa sa iyong birthday, ngunit ayaw mo namang magbahagi o mag-share nito sa inyong kapitbahay na mahihirap. Alam niyo, hindi magtatagal mapapanis at mabubulok yung mga pagkain na yan. At hindi mo na mapapakinabangan. Sayang naman, hindi ba? So, tanong ko sa inyo, mga minamahal ko mga estudyante, ano-ano ang mga sobra sa buhay ninyo? Baka panahon na upang magbahagi. Tandaan ninyo, ang lahat ng sobra ay mabubulok pagdating ng panahon. Kaya huwag natin itong sayangin. Ipamahagi kung kinakailangan. Okay? At sa panghuling bahagi ng chapter na ito, ay ang pagbibigay ng 10 utos ng Diyos kay Moises sa bundok Sinai. Sa Ingles, Mount Sinai. Sige nga, isa-isahin natin ang 10 utos ng Diyos. Kabisado nyo ba? Okay, first commandment. You shall not have other gods other than me. Second, you shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain. Third, remember to keep the Lord's day holy. Pang-apat, honor your father and your mother. Panglima, you shall not kill. Sixth, you shall not commit adultery. Seventh, you shall not steal. Eighth, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Ninth, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife. And tenth, you shall not covet your neighbor's goods. So did you follow? You should, because it is written in the slide. Okay, the first three commandments are about the love of God. And the rest is about the love of our neighbor. Actually, we can summarize all these 10 commandments. We can call it the law of love. Because it is all about love. So, let's have a brief explanation of each commandment, okay? The first commandment is often misunderstood by many, especially from our friends in other denomination. They would always tell us, "Uy, bakit kayo sumasamba sa mga ima-imahe o Diyos-Diyosan? Eh, labag yan sa unang utos ng Diyos." Okay, let me just clarify this, my dear students. Catholics do not worship idols, okay? For those who are asking, "Eh, bakit kayo may mga images sa simbahan?" Well, we should not take this commandment out of context and we should not take its meaning literally. Okay? So, discuss ko lang kung paano natin ito masasagot. If you have
your pen and paper. Please prepare it. Okay. In the book of Numbers, chapter 21, verse 4, ito pa rin po yung panahon na ang mga Israelita ay kasama ni Moises na naglalakbay. Okay? Dahil sa kakulitan ng mga tao, God sent serpents o ahas, mga ahas, with which all who had bitten died because of their stubbornness. And the Israelites asked Moses to pray for them and asked the Lord, asked Moses to create a bronze serpent and put it in a pole, and anyone who has bitten and looks at it, he or she will live. Okay? A bronze serpent that Moses carved is indeed a carved image. Okay? In the first book of Kings, chapter 6, verse 21, as Solomon continues to build the Temple of Jerusalem, he overlaid the interior of the temple with pure gold. And dun sa gitna, sa kaloob-looban, yung Holy of Holies, there are two cherubims. Okay? Ano ba ibig sabihin ng cherubims? So those are angels. Okay? So each with 10 cubits high and made of olive wood. Okay? The walls on the sides of the temple were carved engravings of figures of cherubims or angels, palm trees, and open flowers. And we can continue reading verse 21 onwards, and there will be many mentions about carved images. Also, in the Ark of the Covenant, in the book of Exodus, chapter 25, verse 18, the Lord asked Moses to make an ark and asked him to create two cherubims of hammered gold for the two ends. The cherubim should have their wings spread out. Nakabuka ang kanilang mga pakpak. For all the verses that I've mentioned, it is clear to our faith that it is not wrong to carve images. Not unless we read the last part of the first commandment, okay? In Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, it says, "You shall not bow down before them and worship them." Okay? I'll say it again. You shall not bow down before them and worship them. But even though the Israelites fell into their knees when they were beaten by the serpents and looked at the bronze serpent made by Moses, this doesn't mean that the Israelites are already worshiping the bronze serpent, okay? The healing comes from God, not from the bronze serpent. It was an image so that the Israelites may see something tangible which represents the healing power of God. And once they were healed, they immediately give thanks and praise God because it was indeed God who brought healing, not the bronze serpent. The problem is that if we start worshiping the bronze serpent, believing that it was the source of healing and not God anymore, yan, may problema na tayo dyan. So, in our present generation, if you see images in the church, it doesn't always mean that we worship those handcrafted images. Yes, we have images of Mary and the saints, but it doesn't mean that we worship them literally. Okay, please remember and please understand that we never worship Mary or the saints. We only ask for their intercession, for their prayers in heaven. So when we say intercession, ano ba yun? It is as if you are asking your friend to pray for you when you have a problem, okay? You ask your relatives to pray for you pagkapag kayo ay mag-e-exam or etc. So we call it intercession. And that is what Mary and the other saints do for us, okay? So I really hope we have a very clear understanding now with regard to this matter, okay? Second commandment speaks of the importance and holiness of God's name. That is why we should not mention the name in meaningless conversations, even in meaningless jokes,
sa pagmumura o kaya sadyang panlalait o pang-aalipusta sa ngalan ng Panginoon, it is a big no for all of us. God is holy. He is a source of holiness. He is our creator. He is our redeemer. So there is no reason for us to disgrace or disrespect the mighty name of God. Hindi ba? Okay, third commandment, it speaks about the observance of the Lord's Day. For the Jews, they call this the Sabbath day, wherein they believe that God rested on the seventh day after creating the world. We also believe in that. But for us Christians, we celebrate the Lord's Day during Sundays because that is when the Lord was risen from the dead. It is our Easter Sunday, every Sunday. So the fourth commandment is about honoring our fathers and mothers, our biological parents, and the elderly, kasama din sila. It is by honoring them that we also give honor and respect God because God is our Father too. It is our moral obligation to respect the elderly, especially our parents, our biological parents. Dito po sa ating bansa, we have a very strong family ties and we respect our parents so much. And not to mention the elderly, halimbawa yung ating mga aunties, mga uncles natin, teachers, mga lolo and mga lola, etc. So I really hope and pray that we will be able to continue this culture because in other countries, they put their aging parents in nursing homes. That is actually a sad reality in other countries. But here, we seldom do that. We always try to take care of our aging parents until they die because they took care of us when we were young and it is our so-called utang na loob to pay in return the caring that they did to us. But you know what? Unfortunately, as what the church is warning us against evil, the families all over the world are now being attacked by the devil. Paano sila umaatake sa pamilya? They give parents too much work. Wala na silang oras sa kanilang mga anak. O kaya naman yung mga anak, they are addicted to gadgets, taking away the family bonding, and so much more. My dear students, please be aware of these attacks of the devil. Huwag ninyong pabayaang masira ang pamilya ninyo nang dahil lang sa mga ito. So let us pray more and pray harder so that our families will be spared from the attacks of the devil. So the fifth commandment is about taking away the lives of our neighbor. You shall not kill. You know what? I am personally very saddened with what I am hearing about the priorities of our government. Instead of focusing on the pandemic kasi, which causes devastating effect on our economy, sa ating health, finances, families, and a lot more, they are relieving the idea of death penalty pa. As we have heard from experts around the world, death penalty cannot and will not ever solve problems or crimes. It doesn't even lower the crime rates to those who have this as a law. Tingnan niyo po yung bansang Saudi Arabia. They have this law, but bakit almost every week they have convictions to death? So if then you will ask me, so what do you think is the best solution in order for our country to lower the crime rate? Well, my humble opinion is this, intensify our law. Yes, you know what? Our country is one of the most organized and has powerful laws in the world. The only problem is the implementation. Yes, you heard it right. The implementation is the problem. Bakit at paano? The law can only be implemented to the poor, to those who are against the government, and to those who are weak. But you can be freed if you are an ally. Kung kakampi ka, makakalusot ka sa batas. How saddening, isn't it? Okay, the sixth commandment is about committing adultery. It is sexual relations outside marriage. God wants us to give importance to the holiness of marriage. As I mentioned a while ago, dun sa fourth commandment, the devil is destroying families now. And this commandment, when committed against by the father or the mother, could definitely torn families apart. We have heard so many broken families, and because of this, the victims are actually the children. Okay? The seventh commandment is, you shall not steal. Okay, you have to remember, God has blessed us with so much gifts, and we have to be thankful for that. Taking away the things that are not ours is stealing. And you know what? The root cause of stealing is when we are not satisfied on what we have. And the reason why we are not satisfied on what we have is because we constantly comparing ourselves with one another or with other people. We need to respect the properties of our neighbors. So if they are rich, just learn how to be happy for them. If you need anything, just pray to God and ask for what you need, not what you want. Okay? The eighth commandment is to be always truthful. It says, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. This is often committed by those who lie. And lying has actually a deep source. It could be a cause of fear, fear to be rejected. That's why you lied about your status in life. Fear that people will not like you. That's why you lie with your profile in Facebook, saying that you are this and you are that, to make you look good. If we live in a life full of lies, we will never be happy. That's for sure. Even if you receive thousands of likes and hearts in your post, if that post is actually a lie, the likes and hearts are actually useless. You know to yourself that that isn't true. And it would only cause you pain and sadness, that's for sure. So what to do? Just be yourself. Show your flaws. Be honest. And if people will still accept you, seeing and knowing your flaws, they are accepting who you really are. And those who accept you, they are real friends. Real friends to be cherished. Always be truthful, my dear students. Do not impress anyone. Walang kahihinatnan yan. The ninth and tenth commandment is about uncontrollable desire to have things of people. Sa Tagalog, matinding pagnanasa. And yes, kapag may matinding pagnanasa, it is already a sin. And what's dangerous is that it could lead to a more grievous sin like adultery or stealing. So my dear students, let us always check our thoughts, wherein unguarded thoughts can lead to bad habits, and unguarded bad habits can lead to wrong lifestyle. So in these commandments, 9th and 10th commandment, God wants us to have control of our thinking and feeling, because it could lead to a more serious harm if we remain unguarded. Okay? So, that's it for today. I know it is quite lengthy, but I really hope that you've learned a lot. Mas gusto ko pa rin ang face-to-face learning, kaso it seems impossible pa rin. No? So, for today's activity, very simple lang, please watch the 10 Commandments in YouTube. The link is in slide 12. Together with the questions to be answered. Pwede pong Tagalog sa pagsagot, walang problema. Kung saang lingwahe kayo komportable, wala pong problema. Huwag lang Ilocano, okay? If you have other questions, don't hesitate to ask in our group chat or you can send me a PM kung nahihiya kayong marinig at makita, mabasa rather, ng inyong mga classmates, okay? Alright, so let us end this day with a prayer. So pray with me. It is written in the last or second to the last slide. Okay, let us continue to feel the loving presence of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Thank you so much, Lord, for all the blessings. Thank you for the message of salvation. May we live out your message as we continue to deepen our relationship with you and with our neighbors. In Jesus' name, and with the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Okay, so that's it for today. See you again tomorrow. God bless you all.